Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication that's guaranteed to showcase your business, raise your business profile, enhance your personal brand, and move you to the front of the line. Today's show is brought to you by Elite Chiropractic and Wellness, located at 4487 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. They can be reached at 404-228-6370. Remember, when it comes to chiropractic care, Dr. Lynn DeMolly has your back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a superstar MD on the show today. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Atlanta's celebrity family physician, Dr. Patricia Kelly Marsh, about the upcoming Complete Healthy Living Health Fair taking place on Saturday, May 28th, 2022 at Greenbrier Mall in Atlanta. That's Atlanta, Georgia, just to be on the safe side. This health fair is an urgent effort to raise public health awareness. Our guest today is an Atlanta native. She is a graduate of Temple University School of Medicine, and she is also an award-winning, board-certified family medicine physician. Today, she is the CEO and co-founder of Ask Me Your MD Incorporated, a telemedicine company that educates and advocates for patients. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who proudly serves her community as the health committee chair for the Metropolitan Atlanta chapter of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women Incorporated. Dr. Patricia Kelly Marsh, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you, thank you, and good morning, everyone. Good morning.
How are you?
It's the Spark Plug.
All right. How are you today?
I am doing extremely well. This is a great day to be talking about our health and to be talking about ways in which we can help others to improve their health.
Beautiful. Well, we know you're extremely busy, so I'd like to get right into it. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Well, before we get started, please tell us briefly what inspired you to become a family physician.
So my passion for medicine actually started with my mother. Her legacy, hearing about her as a nurse, it was one of the most amazing things that I experienced. And unfortunately, her life was cut short, tragically hit by a drunk driver on her way to work. And this happened when I was 9 months old. And so the stories that her mother, my maternal grandmother, Banny, told me, they rested in my heart. And it was from that moment that I learned about her that I wanted to become a physician. I wanted to be in healthcare. And my father, actually, he cultivated that passion that he saw, and he gave me her stethoscope. He gave me, you know, the materials that she had, her degrees, her medical book, of which I still have to this day and utilize through my medical training. So it definitely was rooted in my birth from my mother.
Wow. I'm so sorry to hear that about your mother, but it seems as though she is still an inspiration in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. So, I seek to make her proud, and I seek to always make her proud and to continue the legacy that she began.
Well, you're definitely doing a great job, and I commend you and thank you for it.
Thank you.
So why do you advocate for Black women, and why is this mission so very important to you?
So I advocate for Black women because, let's talk about it, I am a Black woman. I support my health first and foremost. And next, I support other Black women because those are the people who I grew up with, who are around me, who instilled, you know, all of these life characteristics and all of this information. It started with them. And so I honor them, and I want to help to bring awareness and educate and advocate for them in everything that I do.
Beautiful. Well, around here, we call you a phenomenal Black woman.
Oh, thank you. That is amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, who or what inspired your passion for advocating on behalf of Black women?
So definitely, like I was saying, that was founded in my father. He definitely cultivated advocating on behalf of people, period. He was a big proponent of education, and having that foundation, I grew from the legacy with my mother and his cultivation of that passion that all helped me to advocate on behalf of Black women. And so I cannot thank my parents enough for instilling those characteristics within me. And it just is in my foundation to educate, which is why I'm a professor at Morehouse School of Medicine, because that was my first love, actually, before even medicine became a part of my life. I loved teaching. I was fascinated by having that knowledge and sharing that knowledge to where the other person can enact and, like, absolutely change the world around them using the knowledge that you provided. So that was just phenomenal that those two people have had such an impact on me.
Well, I know you're trying to create a legion of advocates. So what are some ways in which our listeners can advocate for Black women in their own communities?
Yes. And so I would say Black women need to become aware of their needs, their health needs, knowing what is good, what areas of your health need attention, and then trying to understand what it is exactly that you need to improve those areas that need help. And so that understanding can always improve your advocacy for yourself and for your own health. And so I am coining the new specialty of primary educational provider at our business of Ask Me Your MD. And we are licensed board certified doctors who are there for you and able to help you to understand those areas and bring to attention ways in which you can improve your own health.
As it relates to advocating for Black women, where would you like to see your journey take you in the next 5 years?
Oh, in the next 5 years, I want to be aligned. I see so much hope on the horizon. You know, the inequities and disparities that were birthed in the United States history have been greatly exposed. And so this awareness brings to the top of the list the needs of Black women in particular in the area of health. And so organizations like the National Coalition of 100 Black Women, the Metropolitan Atlanta Chapter, shout out to all my sisters, you know, we will join with them in providing these innovative and engaging events that advocate for Black women and girls in the area of health. Corporations have joined in. A company, eSmart, they've joined in. We are all trying to bring awareness and actually do something about it when it comes to Black women's health. And the greatest thing, 5 years ago, we had the Black Mamas Matter Alliance. They created Black Maternal Health Week, and it was acknowledged for the first time in the history of the United States by the White House. So I see advocating on behalf of Black women in the area of health getting bigger and better and having more support than ever.
Beautiful. Well, on a personal level, Dr. Marsh, what challenges did you face as a Black physician in which you felt like you needed someone to advocate for you?
Yes. So my personal experience has been recent. Last year, my husband and I, we experienced a loss. And that loss of the pregnancy was one of those great transitional you know, pains of life that really was the foundation of an acknowledgement for me personally that I needed someone to advocate for me. And it wasn't until I had a Black female doctor who made me feel comfortable, who made me understand all of the things that could have gone on in that time when your mind is just bogged down by sadness. And, you know, it was her who took me up and said, look, these are the ways in which we can plan to make it happen, to have a successful pregnancy. And I know every challenge that I face, even as a Black physician, Black female physician, is for someone else. And so I encourage other people to talk about those challenges in which we had other people advocate for us. And I have done the same even before my personal experience. I've done the same for my family, for my sisters, and I built an entire business to do the same for people advocating for their health because it's so important. You just have this one life, this one body, and I want people to have those resources at hand to make it the best and healthiest.
Beautiful. Now, tell us, how can people attend your Complete Healthy Living Health Fair on Saturday, May 28th?
Absolutely. So on May 28th at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we will be at Greenbrier Mall. So we will be in that area that was formerly Macy's. The stage will be there, and we will have all of the community come out to talk about areas of health. We're talking about women's health, men's health. We're doing screenings. You can get your cholesterol levels checked. You can get your sugar levels checked. You can get your blood pressure checked. And this is a completely free event. So come on out. We'll have some prizes and great information for you to improve your health. This is going to be amazing. You don't want to miss it.
So at this free event, will you have speakers or what else can people expect once they attend?
Absolutely. So we have confirmed a couple of speakers already. We will have Dr. Lipman, John Lipman of the Atlanta Fibroids Clinic. He will be there talking about their services. We will have a European chef. She's a Black female chef, and she is going to be talking about food as medicine and how particular foods are able to lower your blood pressure or lower your sugar levels or lower your cholesterol levels. So this is going to be absolutely incredible. We have a line dancing company coming. They're going to be helping us with our physical exercise and teaching us just ways in which we can move our bodies to stay healthy. So I am very much so looking forward to this.
Will people be able to meet some of the members of the 100 Black Women?
Yes. So our NCBW MAC, or Metropolitan Atlanta Chapter of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women, will be there. We will be volunteering, setting things up, and directing, and giving written materials that you can take home with you to reinforce that information that we're sharing from our speakers all the way down to all of the samples that we'll be giving with the food. It's going to be pretty incredible. Yeah.
Now, the National Coalition of 100 Black Women is specifically the Metro Atlanta chapter has really been doing a lot of great things in Metro Atlanta for a while. How long has the organization been in the metro area?
So we were founded in 1988, and so since that time we had some very heavy hitters within the civil rights. We've had historical, you know, collaborations with NCDW, MAC, and the NAACP, and Martin Luther King's coalition too. Andrew Young, I mean, you talk about Atlanta's civil rights leaders, and you are talking about an association with NCDW MAC. So our history has definitely been founded and established, and it is expanding ever more with the awareness, like I was saying, that has been the highest that I've ever seen in my lifetime. And we're definitely just bringing more acknowledgement to Black women and the work that they've been doing this whole time in the city. So I couldn't be more proud to be a member at this great organization.
All right. Well, before we give you an opportunity to give out your information so people can connect with you, are there any final words that you would like to leave with our listeners regarding your event on Saturday, or regarding your health fair on Saturday, May 28th?
Yes. So I would like for everyone to know that when you come to attend the health fair, you are attending, advocating for yourself and your community, because the information that you get, we want you to share it with others. We want you to learn about your mental health. We want you to learn about healthy eating habits and physical exercise and weight loss and your own health, like checklists, you know. You need to know those things to make sure each year that you are up to date, right? So we really want you to come out and attend with us, have some fun with us, eat some delicious food and healthy foods with us. But again, know that you are not only serving yourself and advocating for yourself, but in attending, you are serving your community and advocating for them as well.
All right. Now, I can't let you get out of here also without telling our listening audience how they can find out more about Ask Me, Your MD Incorporated.
Oh, yes. So askmeyourmd.com, that is our website. And directly on the website, you can connect to our licensed board certified physicians to ask your questions and gain answers in real time. And this is for any question that you may have concerning your personal health, concerning medications or procedures, or if you've had a recent hospitalization, or if you're a caretaker, right? I care and take care of my grandmother. She's 82, and I want her to be in her best health and help her. And so if you are a caretaker and need some understanding of how you can best help yourself, keeping yourself healthy, as well as your parent or whomever it is that you're caring for, come on our website, askmeyourmd.com, and you can follow us on social media at askmeyourmd. We made it as simple as possible to have that direct access to a physician so that you gain that knowledge without the long wait on the phone or any other, you know, kind of distractions and things that can get in between you and that knowledge to empower you with the knowledge you need to direct your health.
And Dr. Marsh, tell our listeners why telemedicine is the way to go, or is the way of the future, or I should say the way of the present.
That's right. It is a way of the present. It is one of the largest growing industries in the world. And this pandemic has really set fire to the use of technology in order to become efficient and effective in the quickest way. And so telemedicine is absolutely the wave of the future. We will not be able to practice medicine without it. And so that is why we're using at Ask Me Your MD telemedicine in innovative ways to educate and advocate for patients in and out of the hospital.
All right. Well, Dr. Marsh, tell our listeners what you love about Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide.
Listen, Mr. Sparkplug, I know I call you Mr. Sparkplug, but Sparkplug Radio, Sparkplug himself, you are the biggest proponent of African-American women in the world. In Atlanta, you have a love and passion for Black women and their businesses. And I thank you so much for informing the public and inspiring the public of these Black female Atlanta entrepreneurs. People need to know us, and you are the you're the conduit. And I thank you so much for all of the motivation that you've shared with me, for even promoting me on your radio show, and offering me the opportunity of a lifetime. So that is why I am here, and that is why I love People You Need to Know Radio, and that is why I am so grateful to you, Sparkplug. Thank you.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
So if you would like to connect with me, you could do so on AskMeYourMD.com. My information is there. And you can email me at contact@AskMeYourMD.com as well. I am here and available to help my community.
All right. Well, give out that information just one more time, please.
One more time, you can go to AskMeYourMD.com, or you can email contact@AskMeYourMD.com.
All right. Atlanta celebrity family physician, Dr. Patricia Kelly Marsh, thank you for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you so much.
All right. You've been listening to Sparkplug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on people doing big things in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. To view the digital version of People You Need to Know Business Guide, please visit sparkplugpr.com. I want to take a moment to thank my production team for doing another stellar job behind the scenes. And thank you for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Sparkplug Radio. So until next time, this is Sparkplug reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.